Hello and welcome back to the Cornerstone Baptist Church Leeds daily podcast, Discipleship in Challenging Times. Yesterday we looked at John chapter 13 and we reflected on the love of Jesus for us, the way that he shows us the full extent of his love. Today we read again John chapter 13 and we focus on the foot washing as an example for us to follow. Let's pray together. Lord, we thank you that Jesus is our Saviour and also that he is our model, our example. We praise you again for the call to discipleship. We praise you for the call to follow the Lord Jesus wherever he leads. As the old song says, help us to follow him more nearly and dearly today. Be with us as we read and as we pray. Speak to us, O God, by the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Amen. So John chapter 13, verses 1 to 17. It was just before the Passover feast. Jesus knew that the time had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he now showed them the full extent of his love. The evening meal was being served, and the devil had already prompted Judas Iscariot, son of Simon, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus replied, "You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand." "No," said Peter, "you shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me." "Then, Lord," Simon Peter replied, "not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well." Jesus answered, "A person who has had a bath needs only to wash his feet. His whole body is clean. But you are clean, though not every one of you." For he knew who was going to betray him, and that was why he said, "Not everyone was clean." When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. "Do you understand what I have done for you?" he asked them. "You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. I tell you the truth, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them." The actual act of foot washing can be difficult for us to read about at this time. It involves physical touch, it's a physical act. And in this time of self-isolation and social distancing, there are many who are denied this. I've been struck in the past weeks, as never before, about how physical the Gospels are. Jesus puts mud on a man's eyes and makes him see. The crowds push around Jesus, jostling him. A woman reaches out her hands to touch his cloak and receives healing. Jesus knows that power has gone out from him. We could go on. We shouldn't be surprised that physical touch is so important to us. We embrace those we are friends with. We shake hands. We put a steadying hand on the shoulder when someone is in need of support. We don't know the importance of something until we lose it. One of my prayers during this time is that when we emerge from this crisis period, our passion for meeting together, for serving one another, that passion would be rekindled. But how can we respond to John chapter 13 now? How can we respond to verse 15 and the challenge that this is an example for us when we can't touch? I think that we can still obey what Jesus says in verse 15, because the key to understanding the foot washing is that it is intensely practical. Yes, it's a symbolic act of hospitality and welcome, but it also means something very, very practical in Middle Eastern culture. We can imagine that Jesus and his disciples are sitting around a table, as most of us would do today when we come together to eat. But actually, it was quite different. They would have been around mats in a room, and they would have reclined at table. If you imagine Jesus and his disciples lying on their side, propping themselves up with one arm and feeding with the other hand. So they are lying on the floor around a mat. And if you imagine that for a bit, it's not hard to recognize that different people's feet would have been in different people's faces. You would have been eating your food and someone's feet would have been very close by. If those feet are hot and sticky and smelly, if they're covered in dust and mud, then it wouldn't be very pleasant. And of course, people would have walked around with open-toed sandals, and so the chance of a smelly foot is very high indeed. And so it was a practical act. It actually meant something. It meant that the meal was a more pleasant experience. We might not be able to wash someone's feet physically, but the point is that that's not really necessary in most of our cultures today. We might not be able to reach out to someone physically, but we can still reach out in practical ways. How can you serve others practically today? For some of you, it's very straightforward. You work in public health, you work in the NHS, you work as a volunteer, you work in food retail. Insert your own trade or business at this point. You're serving and you're stretched. May God bless you as you wash the feet of others today. But if you're not involved in that way, you can still serve. You can pick up the phone to a friend. You can make contact with someone. You may be able to drop food at the door of someone who is self-isolating. Think of practical ways that you can serve today. And as you put these into practice, you are following Jesus' example and responding to his command. We pause for a moment and reflect on God's words to us. How is God calling you to wash someone's feet today? Lord, we thank you and praise you that you are the servant king and that you wash our feet, showing your amazing love to us. But we recognize here in this text that we are to reflect that love to others. Lord, you have loved us. Help us to love others with the grace and strength that you give to us. Especially today, we pray that our love would be intensely practical. Perhaps something small like mowing a lawn. Perhaps something like picking up the phone to a friend. Perhaps serving on a ward. Perhaps helping to get a ventilator to someone who needs it. So many different ways that we can serve. Lord, whatever our challenges and our opportunities, we pray that you would strengthen us by the power of the Holy Spirit to serve in the ways that you give us. Fill us afresh today from top to toe with the power of the Spirit. Thank you that when you call us to serve, you don't leave us without the strength that we need to put your commands into practice. And so, Lord, humbly and yet with confidence, we look to you again and ask that you would strengthen us to follow you, the servant king, and to show practical love to one another. In Jesus' name. Amen.